This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And we are excited to let you know that you can now hear the Radio Realtors four times a weekend. And to get our schedule, just text the word schedule to our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's the word schedule to 916-269-3337. And both AM 1380 The Answer and Money 105.5 FM have apps that you can download on your smartphone so you can take our shows with you wherever you go. In fact, we got a text from Emily in Sacramento who says she listens to our show every weekend and takes us with her on her walks. So that's nice.
So sweet, Emily. Thank you for listening. And because you're a faithful listener, we're going to send you an official Radio Realtors t-shirt.
And as we always say, Frank, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but extremely active realtors that help our listeners and our clients every single day.
And the Radio Realtors are still standing by our slogan, real value, real people, real results, and we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, and you are in the right place if you are a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into that next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors that can help you get top dollar for your home safely and effectively.
And we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy highlights your home on this radio show. It also includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
That's right. And we're going to cover some incredible topics for you, including
7 reasons why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood. And we're also going to share with you a few brand new listings that you may want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So if you would like to connect with us at any time, you can call us or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline and text line number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So, well, I'm sure you've heard the saying that real estate is all about location, location, location. And home sellers are used to hearing this expression so frequently that by now you might think you can sell pretty much any property just because it happens to be in a desirable area.
Yeah, you know how it works. The homes that are next to the highly rated schools, amazing shopping malls, the river, the lake, or other points of interest should always sell for top dollar.
And yet some houses have been out on the market for months, and the offers are nowhere or nowhere as good as you expected.
The truth is that more time a property spends on the market, the harder it is to sell because, well, potential home buyers automatically assume there's something wrong with it.
Right, Frank. And if a home sits on the market without receiving an offer, eventually the home will become what we call stigmatized. So on the Radio Realtors today, we want to help you avoid this situation at all costs, because on average, if a home doesn't sell in 30 days, you might have a problem.
We're going to discuss 7 possible reasons that could render your house unsellable and how to make it more attractive to prospective buyers.
Right. The Radio Realtor's first possible reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is your asking price is too high. You know, it's a common tactic to set your asking price or list price a bit higher so that you feel you will have some room to maybe negotiate. But going to extremes and setting an unreasonably high asking price is probably the biggest mistake you could make when putting your house up for sale.
Even if your neighborhood is great, a house that costs a lot more than the others in your area will attract fewer buyers, even if it has extra perks.
Yeah, and think of it this way. If you want to sell your home for $500,000, but you set the price at $550,000, many potential home buyers who are looking at that $500,000 price range won't even know your home exists.
Instead, setting your price lower, say at $499,000, gives you access to a larger pool of interested buyers, and the price will possibly go up if you have multiple bidders.
Right. Another potential option, if you do want to try a slightly higher list price, is to utilize the Radio Realtor's Stair Step program. And it may sound like a dance step or an exercise program, but the Radio Realtor Stair Step program is a list price method where we sometimes work with our sellers to set a high, medium, and low price point.
Let's say we feel your home is worth at most $425,000 on the high end, but it's more likely going to sell between $400,000 and $415,000.
Yeah, so if you have low inventory in your area, we may test drive a list price of like $424,900 for 7 days, kind of like Frank was saying there. It's at most worth $425,000. So we try that for 7 days, and if you aren't getting a fair number of showings or any offers, we will immediately adjust your list price after 7 days to $414,900 and see how that goes.
And if there are similar results, then we just adjust it again, right, Rob? But all the while, our full marketing program is working to sell your home.
Right. And a lot of this will depend on our initial marketing analysis, your home, your neighborhood, and your specific real estate market. And sometimes we're able to get you that high-end number with our Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
So, if you would like a free virtual or an in-person home price evaluation, give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
The Radio Realtor's second possible reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is it has serious repair issues.
Yeah, Frank, a good neighborhood is not a universal pass for homes that are in horrible condition and have serious structural issues, such as the foundation or the roof.
True. No one wants to buy a house and, instead of moving in right away, spend months and thousands of dollars of fixing it up.
Right. The truth is, putting off major repairs is a huge mistake if you want to sell your house, and it might even reduce your buyer pool to just professional home flippers.
So whatever you do, don't postpone repairs. If you have a roof issue, get it inspected. If there are known issues with your HVAC, get your system looked at.
Right. And if your home has moisture and water damage, you're going to want to get these things taken care of as well. If you would like to have one of the Radio Realtor's preferred contractors, HVAC repair, or roofing contractors, take a look at your situation for a free estimate. Give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or you can get to us online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Nice in Newcastle. And are scenic views, privacy, and acreage part of your wish list? Well, I want to invite you to this great bucolic ranch-style home in Newcastle. This thing is situated on 5.7 acres with captivating views of the valley. And this is a single-level, gated, rusted brick exterior ranch-inspired property. It offers 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and nearly 1,800 square feet of open living space. The intimate pool area, native rolling hills, expansive lawn areas, and spacious deck truly enhance all that this property offers.
And that is just the exterior. Once you're inside, you're going to cherish the modern farmhouse feel with high-end Tuscan laminate and custom Pentagon tile flooring, a gourmet kitchen with ample counter space and refurbished dark walnut cabinets. The living room showcases an armadillo beige brick fireplace, pastoral wood wall paneling, and hand-stained natural oak beams. You're going to enjoy the peace and serenity of this potential horse property. All you got to do is bring some horses. It's in the hills of Newcastle, away from the bustle of city life, and this home is listed at $679,000. It is a steal. If you would like to see nice in Newcastle, text the word nice to 916-269-3337. That's the word nice to 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
TheRadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are covering the 7 reasons why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood. And reason number one was, your asking price is too high. And so it's a common tactic to try to set your asking price or list price a bit higher, giving yourself room to negotiate. But we feel that going to those extremes is not good. So there's a couple things that we recommend. One is making sure that that list price is really, really accurate. Or number two, doing something called the stair step program, where we can help you give a high, medium, and low price range that you're happy with. If you want help with that, give us a call on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. The second reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is it has serious repair issues. Man, if you have structural issues or you have major component issues like your HVAC system's not working or you've got roof problems, you need help and you need to get those things taken a look at. The Radio Realtors have preferred vendors that can do all these things, give you a free estimate. Give us a call at 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com.
Rob, the Radio Realtors' third possible reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is it has an unusual layout.
Yeah, unless we're talking about eccentric buyers who want a house that is out of the ordinary, most uncommon homes don't do well on the market.
And by uncommon, we mean houses that have bizarre, odd, or often impractical floor plans, such as the bedrooms located on the ground floor or narrow staircases or hallways.
Yeah, or bedrooms maybe that are accessed from the living or family rooms, or a guest bathroom that is in an unappealing location, or just choppy placement of rooms without good flow, and kitchens can also be problematic.
True. Most houses are purchased by families with kids, and they normally want spacious and functional kitchens.
Yeah, a kitchen that's too cramped with no possibility of bringing down a wall to expand it, it can be a good reason for somebody to turn down a house.
And not all bad layouts can be easily corrected and often are considered incurable defects. If the cost to fix the layout exceeds the boost in expected selling price, it might be better to offer a remodeling credit to the buyer.
Yeah, but before you go with a remodeling credit, we recommend that you have a consult with a professional stager like Mary Crandall Staging. You can go to her website. It's marycrandallstaging.com. That's marycrandallstaging.com.
Sometimes all it takes is someone else with some staging vision to turn a bad layout into something more functional, which leads us perfectly to
the Radio Realtor's fourth possible reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is your decor is confusing. Now, when interested buyers visit your home, they have to be able to picture themselves living there, and you have to convince them that your home matches their lifestyle and that they could be happy living there for years to come.
To do that, you must pay attention to your decor or staging, because most people can't picture themselves living in a place if it's completely empty. So things like furniture and interior decoration can go a long way.
And of course, just like everything, there's a way to go overboard. For example, if your sense of design is really specific and eccentric, it's just not going to appeal to everyone. Things like outdated decor or old fixtures, those things can turn buyers off and make a home almost unsellable.
So that's why we recommend having a professional stager come and give you a staging consultation. The cost runs about $125 for the consult, but the information always pays back big dividends.
Yeah, and remember this, staging demonstrates a home's potential. So if someone is about to make the biggest investment of their lives, they're going to want to make sure that your home is something that they absolutely love. And if your personal staging is off, that love could quickly turn into loathe.
Yeah, and even if this means spending a bit more money doing a few minor repairs or stepping up your home staging, these improvements can give potential buyers a pleasant first impression.
And while on the topic of staging, you might also want to look at the exterior staging or landscaping of your home. And you don't need to go as far as to plant trees or invest in, you know, fancy elements, but at least make sure that the front and the backyards aren't filled with overgrown weeds.
The Radio Realtor's fifth possible reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is the listing photos don't do it justice.
Yeah, before people visit your property in person, potential buyers, they first see it in the photos. And if those photos are low quality and poorly done, some may decide that your property just isn't worth seeing.
There are two ways in which photos can sabotage your property. Number one, they're made with a low quality camera. This results in your listing photos having poor lighting, poor contrast, or even blurry, or they're grainy.
Yeah, and when your home shows like this, the viewer just can't make out important details. Number two is your photos are taken from unflattering angles that don't showcase the strengths of the property.
For example, an inexperienced photographer can make the rooms seem smaller than they are or make the layout look very confusing.
That's true. In fact, I've actually seen photos where it looked like the person that took the photos was driving by at like 90 miles an hour and just taking a quick photo. So that is why the Radio Realtors always, and I mean always, that's an absolute, right? We include professional HD photography with our listings. Even though it seems like our phones take pretty good photos, they just can't replace a professional photographer's shots and their eye for detail, and it is like night and day.
The Radio Realtor's number six possible reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is there's something wrong with the immediate surroundings.
Yeah, a house can be in a great neighborhood, but have some annoyances. And those could be just in the immediate surroundings. For example, maybe you've got high power lines next to your home, or there's a home in the neighborhood that seems like they have frequent visitors coming at all times of the day or night.
Or maybe there's a busy freeway or road that puts people off because of the noise. So if your house is located near one, you might want to invest in noise insulation or have a high fence for security reasons.
Yeah, and there are several factors that appraisers and agents weigh in terms of setting a reasonable selling price. And a few of them are like open space and a creek near your house, or woodlands or mountains or other scenery. And those things adjust a price upward.
However, power lines, water tanks, or even a view of your neighbor's house towering over your yard tends to adjust your list price downward.
That's right. So before we get to the seventh possible reason why your home won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, we are going to go to break. But before we do, we're going to give you our audio open house number two. We're calling this one Classy in Carmichael, and this is a single story, three bedroom, two bathroom, nearly 1,800 square foot home situated in the established and desirable neighborhood of Angelina Park. This striking home is located on a quiet cul-de-sac, and this home has a spacious living room and separate family room with burnt umber Havenwood hardwood floors and a chalk white brick fireplace with Mexican Talavera tile accents. The kitchen is ideal for cooking and conversation with ample cabinets and a built-in pantry and a spacious laundry room off the two-car garage. The master bedroom and two additional bedrooms are very roomy. The master bath has wonderful Arizona desert tile, and the hardscape landscape backyard is private and a dream come true for intimate barbecues and relaxation. And the front of the home has a private handmade wrought iron gate and custom conversation area. And talk about curb appeal with the lush green lawn and stamped concrete driveway, walkway, and breezeway area. Priced at just $414,900, you cannot go wrong with Classy and Carmichael. And this one just hit the market. To see Classy and Carmichael, just text the word Classy to 916-269-3337. That is the word Classy to 916-269-3337. We can get you into this home in person right away. Text the word Classy to 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. And with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to the radiorealtors.com.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are talking to you today about the seven reasons why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood. And a quick recap is, number one, your asking price is too high. The Radio Realtor's second possible reason why your home won't sell is because it has serious repair issues. The third one is it has an unusual layout, and sometimes those layouts are hard to rectify, and they're difficult to sell sometimes, and so we got to get creative on that. Number four is your decor is confusing, and one of the things we just recommended is it's probably good to maybe have your home professionally staged or have a consult. We recommend Mary Crandall Staging at marycrandallstaging.com. She does a great job. Reason number five why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is the listing photos don't do it justice. Just to let you know, the Radio Realtors, we have a professional photographer come in and do high HD photography. The sixth possible reason why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is there's something wrong with the immediate surroundings. Sometimes there's annoyances like high power lines and things like that. And then the seventh possible reason why your home won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, is your home has hygiene issues.
Even if your house looks immaculate, there are a few things that will kill any kind of positive first impression than an off-putting smell.
Yeah, and whether it's ode to cat, last night's cuisine attempt at Norwegian lutefisk, or just an overall mustiness or moldy smell, bad odors are bad news, especially if you're trying to sell your home.
I would totally agree, but Rob, what the heck is lutefisk? What is that?
It's a Norwegian delicacy, but I can only describe it as fish jello. But it's basically lye-soaked, dried, and then rehydrated white fish that when baked is jellied. And the smell when it's baking is kind of like putrid, dirty socks and rotting fish. But I got to tell you, it does taste a lot better than it smells.
Yikes. Well, it is true that if you enter a home and immediately encounter a bad smell, that is generally all people focus on, and they all will remember.
That's right. And the truth is that certain scents are just hard to remove, and the more so when you're used to them and you become what we call nose blind and you don't even notice.
So for starters, you may have to ask us as your realtors to tell you honestly whether we're picking up a whiff or anything weird.
Yeah. And if the answer is yes, we've got some tips and some techniques for you.
Number one, for pet urine.
Yeah, the odor of cat urine in particular is pretty obnoxious and persistent. And that's something that people have actually sued former homeowners for not disclosing it.
The odor may be successfully masked during the showing, but to reemerge once the new owners move in.
Yeah, and luckily there are sprays with enzymes that break down odor molecules to remove the stench. And the trick is to soak the spot with enzyme spray, letting it seep down into carpets, pads, and floors.
If that doesn't work, you may have to pitch the rug or replace a section of the flooring, but not necessarily the whole thing.
Right. And cats and dogs are usually creatures of habit. So when it comes to doing their business, so you might just have to replace the area there and not the whole floor.
Number two, yesterday's dinner. Open windows and set the range hood fan on high while you're cooking fish or other pungent items. Then clean pans and utensils immediately.
Right, and if odors still linger after dinner, set a shallow bowl filled with white vinegar or coffee grounds on the counter, and those things will absorb smells overnight.
Another tip, close bedroom and closet doors before cooking fish so clothes and linens don't absorb the smell.
And number three is musty smells. If your home smells musty, you may have a mold problem that only a professional can wipe out safely. To prevent mold, the trick is to control your home's humidity so that mold spores don't have a chance to multiply.
By keeping a home's indoor humidity to a range of 30% to 60%, homeowners can discourage mold and mildew.
And you can actually buy something called a hygrometer, which reads the moisture level in the air for about $10. And if it reaches a mold-friendly level, try the following techniques to dry indoor air.
Turn on bathroom fans during and after showers to remove the moisture, and keep your shower door open to dry out the stall.
And you want to open windows if your bathroom has them to create cross ventilation and increase air circulation, and buy a dehumidifier to remove air moisture.
And lastly, fix plumbing leaks to prevent water saturation and damage.
And here's the wrap up. Almost everything on our list of possible reasons why your house won't sell, even if it's in a good neighborhood, could be prevented by using us, the Radio Realtors.
We will help you with pricing, staging, and curb appeal, and take charge of the marketing and responding to feedback from showings.
Yeah, and recently we had a client that wanted to list their home because they were moving out of state, and their home was very nice, but the family was very minimalistic, and they had very little furniture, and they were more into like the beanbag chairs and pillows than actual furniture. And so we convinced them to utilize the help of one of our favorite stagers, and even though them staging cost them about $1,250, their home sold at $400,000, which was a full $20,000 over the last comparable sale in the area. And our clients think that the staging was the key, and we can't argue with the results. Beanbag chairs, they are cool, but not everyone has the vision of replacing the beanbag chairs with their own couch and coffee table.
If you would like a free in-person or virtual home evaluation, give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Now, if you own a car or a truck or an SUV, you understand what it means to invest in something. And after all, your vehicle is the second biggest investment you make in your lifetime. You can spend a lot of money taking care of it, washing it, waxing it, putting gas in it, making sure the wipers work, and all those things. And some owners are much better at keeping their car clean and staying on top of the maintenance than others. But one thing's for sure, most people agree who own a car that you really need to get the oil change. Now, no matter what else you do with the car, an oil change is preventative maintenance. And without oil, your car will produce excessive heat. Heat causes friction. Friction produces wear. And wear is enemy number one to your engine. Now, before you change the channel thinking we've changed over to Car Talk instead of the Radio Realtors, we teed this up to talk to you about your chimney. And today, we've got one of our preferred vendors on the line. It's Jerry Swanson from Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. How you doing today, Jerry?
Well, thank you guys so much for the opportunity to talk with you and your great listeners today. So yes, my name is Jerry Swanson, and I am the owner of Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services here in beautiful Sacramento, California.
So why is chimney cleaning so important during an inspection process? So when one of our clients is buying a home, why do you think that chimney needs to be cleaned and inspected?
So you want to go with a minimum of an inspection, but in order to complete the inspection process, a fireplace has to be cleaned. And the reason being is because you can't inspect past creosote, which creosote is the byproduct of when you burn wood. It's highly flammable. So in the event that you were burning and you had creosote in the actual flue or smoke chamber itself, and if it ignited, it's going to cause what's called chimney fire. So it's safety is the number one concern when it comes to your fireplace with your home. After all, you are burning a controlled fire inside your home. So that's why you're going to always want to have a fireplace cleaned during the inspection process. And the first thing that we're going to do during the inspection is make sure it needs to be cleaned. We're the type of folks that when, you know, we say something has to be done, we always want to present evidence and at least show you too. And so that's why it's great when we have clients at the actual inspection site with us, because we know exactly what we're removing, why we're removing it, and make sure that they fully understand every aspect of the inspection and process.
It's a great thing to have a fire in your fireplace. I don't know, it just makes it feel like home. So now, if you already own a home, how often should you have your chimney taken a look at?
According to the NFPA, National Fire Protection Agency, and your local fire department, rule of thumb is inspected yearly, cleaned if necessary. Now, sadly, not a lot of time the case, right? Most folks are doing it on an average of, you know, every 5 to 6 years. If you're doing it every, I would say every 1 to 2, you're going to know what exactly is going on with that fireplace, and it's going to save you a lot of time and headaches and money down the road if you've already owned that home for a substantial amount of time. And the great part about our cleaning process is we don't charge you more, you know, the longer it's been the dirty of the fireplace is. When you pay our standard cleaning fee is our standard cleaning fee, and we're going to ensure that your fireplace is clean as a whistle, and hopefully we'll be able to tell you it's 100% safe for use at the end of it. Because after all, like I said, safety is the number one thing with our company, and that's why we do this, to make sure where our families, of our neighbors, and our community are safe.
And we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting. Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a
neighborhood. All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming down the home stretch of the show, but we are going to continue to talk with our number one chimney inspection and home services guy, and that is Jerry Swanson from Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services.
Hey, Jerry, this is Frank. How you doing?
Frank, how are you, sir?
Good. Hey, Jerry, does a fireplace always need to be cleaned?
Not always. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to check to make sure it needs to be cleaned. If a fireplace doesn't have creosote buildup, and if it clearly hasn't been used, there's no reason to charge the additional to clean it. After all, if we can inspect it, and if I can tell visually from the inside that there is no buildup, and I can see the inner walls and make sure that there's no cracks which is one of the major things to fireplaces. Cracks are actually one of the leading causes of chimney fires with house fires. Reason being is because when you are burning in a fireplace that has a crack in either the smoke chamber or the back of the firebox or even the flue liner, there's a framing surrounding that masonry. And the process that happens is called pyrolysis, right? And so what happens is the moisture content inside the framing will actually dissipate over time because of this heat. The moisture is pulled out and it lowers the ignition temperature of the wood. So in extreme cases, you'll have walls actually combust. It's a very, very scary thing when it happens, and it kills Americans every single year. Fireplace doesn't always need to be clean, but in the event that it does, we're definitely the right folks to do it for you.
Now, Jerry, you know, even in Northern California, we have humidity here, right? And it seems to be enough to cause something called a stinky chimney. So is it good to have your chimney maybe looked at during the summer months?
So it's a good time to have the fireplace looked at any time of the year. Even if we do clean it in the summertime, you're still going to be able to know that your fireplace is safe for use come November when you are ready to burn. But what happens is with that humidity and that creosote buildup, especially when there's a lot of creosote buildup, you'll get kind of burnt smell in the room that the chimney is in, right? Whether it be in a living room or even a bedroom. So once we do a complete cleaning and we get everything vacuumed out, which, you know, the biggest difference between a professional fireplace cleaning and, say, an amateur fireplace cleaning is the smoke chamber, right? And so when you clean a fireplace, when you remove that creosote buildup from the interior of a smoke chamber, it falls back to what they call the smoke shelf. Now, if it sits there and it's not removed, you're going to have this. And even though you may look up and see clean chimney, it's still there. It's still going to happen. So when we clean a fireplace, one of the biggest things and most important aspects of that cleaning process is to get behind that damper and remove that very, very hazardous, flammable, and smelly creosote.
You know, we talked about cars, and cars are your second most expensive investment, but your home is definitely your biggest investment that you make in your lifetime. So you want to make sure that all parts are working appropriately. So if you have a fireplace, you're going to have a chimney, most likely, and you need to have it serviced. So if one of our clients wants to get a hold of you to find out more, where's the best place for them to go?
So the best place for them to go is to our website, which is thechimchimney.com. And also, they can reach us at our office. We're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. And that number is going to be 916-247-6579. And if they call, they'll speak to my excellent staff. And they can, if they like, they can ask to speak with me personally. And I'm happy to take the time to answer any questions or any issues that they may be having. And I'm doing the Radio Realtor special for you guys. Because the Radio Realtors, you guys brought me on, and I am so appreciative, and it's such an honor and privilege to speak with your listeners. We're going to do a Radio Realtor special where we do 50 off for them. So it'll be a $50 off Radio Realtor special. I typically only reserve that for my good friends and family, but we're offering it to every Radio Realtor listener, and we're extremely thankful for their business.
So if you want to get a hold of Jerry and Chim Chimney, give them a call on their business line, 916-247-6579, or you can go to their website, thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com, and make sure you ask for that Radio Realtor special. Thanks for being on the show today, Jerry. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you both so much, and God bless you and your listeners. Thank you very much.
All right, so one of the things that we're really excited about right now is because COVID-19 is kind of waning a little bit, we're seeing that a lot more buyers and sellers, they're getting out from under the rocks right now, and they're going, hey, I think it's safe to buy a home or sell a home. And one of the most important things when you are doing either is a home inspection. You have to have a quality home inspection so that you can know what's wrong with the home or what a future problem might be. And today on the Radio Realtors, we have Craig Iden. He is the proud owner of Golden State Home Inspections and also Defender Termite and Pest Control. Craig, we're excited that you could spend a few minutes with the Radio Realtors today. How are you doing?
Great. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your reports, your home inspection reports, what makes them special, and your process when you guys do your home inspections.
Sure. Yeah, we've been doing inspections since 1999, so we're in it over 20 years now, and we do a lot of hand-holding. So we definitely want to get all the information and educate the buyer. In some cases, a seller doesn't know everything that's going on with their home, and we do a lot of seller's inspections so they don't get hit or surprised with somebody else, a buyer, coming in with their inspector and finding all sorts of stuff that they didn't know what was going on with their home.
So you guys own basically three companies. You have the Golden State Home Inspections, and then you also have a subsidiary of that, which is Defender Termite. So our clients can use both of those services which are your pest inspection and whole house inspection, can they be done on same day service?
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point of doing it, is that we can schedule it conveniently to where both inspectors will be able to come out during that same window.
That's great. And then we just recently had one of your inspectors out for a home out in El Dorado Hills, and he did a fantastic job, and he even went in depth on some things and helped our buyer so that they could make some very good decisions. One of the things that I really liked about the inspector that you had out there is he wasn't an alarmist. He was more of an informative person. And obviously he called out everything that he saw and he went through with a fine tooth comb. But what makes you guys a little bit different in that respect, that your people are very calm and thorough?
Well, we want everybody to be educated on what they're purchasing. Go with a motto of, we like to enlighten, not frighten. So we want all the information to be forward and have the client have all that information. And then it gives them a better idea of what they're getting into. Also gives them and their agent a better idea of how to negotiate the deal.
Now, for our potential sellers out there that would like to do like a pre-listing inspection, tell us about those and what you feel the benefits of the seller doing that rather than waiting for a buyer to perform their inspection.
Sure. Yeah, it's very important these days. The last thing you want to do is, you know, prepare your house, get all the clutter out of the way, get excited about putting it on the market and get ready for your own move yourself, and then have the buyers come in with their inspector and find some things that you weren't aware of, especially like moisture conditions. You know, the average homeowner doesn't typically go into their crawl space or even in their attic that often. So they don't know what lurks there, what potentially could be lurking there. So it's best to know that ahead of time and then jump on it, take care of the issue. You can even present that report to a potential buyer and point out the few items that got caught during the inspection and explain to them how you proceeded to take care of those problems. And we always tell people that when we do a seller's inspection, that they're more than welcome to present the report to the buyers. We can then, if the buyers contact us, we can transfer it into their name. We can go over the whole report and the findings with them. And many times they're very comfortable with that. We also like to find positive things with the home too. Maybe a house just had brand new windows put in or a new HVAC system. So we don't just report on the negative. We also bring up the positive as well.
That's great. So your company, you've got Golden State Home Inspection Services, and that's your home inspection arm. And then you have Defender Termite and Pest Control, and that is your pest inspection and pest repair arm of your business. But you guys are a trifecta, and meaning that you have started this COVID-19 sanitation option for clients. So tell us just a little bit about that. And if somebody wants to just maybe have their home sanitized, they're not planning on selling, they just want to have that service done, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, given all this virus situation that we found ourselves in, we weren't quite sure how that was going to affect the market. But we did know that at some point, it could be important for people to not have to worry about either the home they're moving into or the home they're living in. And maybe people are coming to view it, or real estate agents are coming to stop by to kind of better prepare them and make them feel more comfortable about the situation. So, you know, first of all, we continued doing inspections. We just changed the way we do them. We had everyone wear masks and gloves, but we also started doing a sanitizing process, which involves using a HEPA filter that also includes a UV light. And then we'll run that, depending on the configuration of the home, for typically about an hour and a half. It's going to produce maybe 6 to 8 different air changes during that amount of time, to where everything comes through the filter. The filter is a several stage filter that's going to filter out any small particles, including even viruses. And then the UV light is going to kill those viruses. So that's the important part, cleans the air. And then we also have a disinfecting fogger that, while we're running the HEPA filter, we're going to be fogging hard surfaces of the home, including cabinets and countertops and flooring and things like that, even walls and ceilings. And that way it'll kill anything that's on the surface. And then we'll continue to wipe down surfaces like doorknobs and handles and things like that with Clorox wipes while we do it. Then that residue will kind of sit for a little while before it dries up. We finish with the HEPA filter. And then by the time we pack everything up, the house is nice and safe.
Hey, Craig, this is Frank. Hey, Frank. As we're wrapping up here, I got two quick questions for you. Number one is, how far north, south, east, and west do you service? And number two, if people have more interest in your services, how do we get a hold of you?
Sure. Well, we cover what we consider the greater Sacramento area, but it'll go as far west as Fairfield-Vacaville area, go as far north as Yuba City area, and the foothills we hit like Colfax, Pollock Pines area, and then down to about Stockton, and of course all of the Sacramento area. So that's kind of our big circle that we cover.
That's awesome.
And then
great.
We can be reached. Our main number is 800-441-0804, and our two websites, one of them is GoldenStateHomeInspections.com, and the other one is DefenderPest.com.
Thanks so much for being on the Radio Realtors today, Craig. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Craig, very much. Great info.
Sure, thank you very much.
We've got some great vendors that are a part of our show and they're
sure
sponsors
do.
Of our show.
Yep.
We had Jerry Swanson from Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. And then also Craig Iden right there with Golden State Home Inspections. He also owns Defender Termite and Pest Control. And then they have that COVID sanitation of your home. I mean, you can get your home completely sanitized. So lots of great information in this power-packed show of the Radio Realtors. We're so thankful that you tuned in. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so anytime. We are full-time, hard-working realtors. You can reach us at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
We try to avoid them, but accidents happen. And if they do, Body Mechanics Collision Repair in Gold River is open and here to help. In light of COVID-19, Body Mechanics wants you to know that we're offering a social distancing solution that will allow you to stay at home and still get your car repair. We offer free vehicle pickup and drop-off. We work with all insurance companies and we'll save you up to $500 on your deductible. Schedule your appointment today or get a free estimate at BodyMechanicsCollision.com. BodyMechanicsCollision.com.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.